The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
1-800-636-1067, the number. Right here on Overtime on 1067. The Fans, the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Thursday night football on tap in about 45 minutes or so. Ravens debuting their new purple helmets, purple on purple on purple on purple.
They pop. They're beautiful on the screen.
I saw on the screen it probably looks better. So I'm seeing it on my phone right now. But I haven't changed the dial yet on the old television. Well, I guess it's Thursday night, so there is no dial to change to.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch it on the computer in front of you instead.
Yikes! But I'm seeing it on Twitter. There's a gold double stripe down the middle that I like. Doesn't it just look like the purple, the helmet and the jersey are two different shades?
So they just showed a shot of it where, and I absolutely see what you're saying.
We don't see. Lamar Jackson's going to make it look good regardless.
I mean.
He's a swaggy guy.
Of course.
But yeah, I don't know, man. The Ravens color, I don't know. The Ravens always have had good uniforms to me. I'm a big fan of the black uniforms too. I don't like these, bro. They're not my thing. They're just not.
I enjoy them. They look nice.
Maybe I'm getting old.
Yeah.
And boring. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We continue to move along here with our Marshawn Lattimore conversation. I think what I want to look at now is from an X's and O's standpoint, there are some ramifications to this as well. And I was listening to, maybe I'll be quick and find the cut here. I was listening to Dan Quinn yesterday at the podium, and, you know, he mentioned, man, like, well, we'll play it for you, because this to me is interesting. For all the impact that Marshawn Lattimore is going to have, right, for all the impact this guy is going to have, I do have some questions. I wouldn't say concerns. I have some questions about how it impacts other guys. That's a question about how it impacts other guys. Other guys at corner. Now, I told you how playing in the run game a little bit. The other part of this is with adding Marshawn Lattimore, Washington plays three cornerbacks a majority of the time. It's their nickel look. With Marshawn Lattimore being added to the equation, who's the odd man out? Is it Noah Igbinoghene or Benjamin St. Juice? We know it's not Mikey Samvers still. But is it Noah Igbinoghene or Benjamin St. Juice? And the question to me becomes, do you want to play Mikey Samvers still in the slot or do you want to keep him outside? Here is head coach Dan Quinn yesterday talking about Mikey Sainristil still and whether or not the addition of Lattimore will move him back to the nickel.
Still to be determined.
And so then
I'm not going to give away all my cards.
Right,
the first
right.
Day. I mean, Jesus.
Still to be determined. They're thinking about it, right? It's a big time decision. And I thought about this, and I've kind of gone back and forth. Benjamin St. Juste, for as critical as you all have been of him, and I've been critical too, I don't think he's playing as bad as people may make it out to be. But if you had to ask me between Benjamin St. Juste and Mikey Sainristil, who's been the better outside corner to this point, I'd have to say Mikey Sainristil. So with that being said, do you keep Sainristil on the outside along with Marshawn Lattimore and then let Noah Igbinoghene man the slot? And that's the thing to me that is honestly growing on me as I think about it more and more. Because he is playing pretty good football out there at the slot cornerback spot. So I look at him and go, man, like, should they just leave Mikey outside? And it gets you in that mode of, well, then what is he? You drafted him to be a nickel. You're already playing him outside. I think in an ideal world, you have a good enough number two corner where you can play him at nickel. With his, you know, change of direction and the quick twitch ability that he's got, and then, more importantly, he's not he ain't no five-letter word, right? He is going to stick his face in there in the run game, and I think that is where he's a better slot than Noah Igbinoghene. But make no mistake about it, there was a chart. I think I DM'd it to myself on Twitter earlier today. There's a chart showing slot corners and the amount of separation that they're allowing. Noah Igbinoghene is near the top of the league. He's playing really, really solid ball at the nickel spot. So I guess you got to measure it up to this. Where do you need more help at? Outside corner or nickel? I would say outside corner. Mikey Sainristil has played better than Benjamin St. Juste at times. You add Marshawn Lattimore to the equation, we know he is going to be an outside guy. Oh, he's going to be an outside guy. But what do you do with the other three? You're looking at the chart, huh, Mad Max? Yeah.
My mouth is on the floor.
Yeah, he's playing that. Now I'm going to retweet it. Retweet it real quick.
Of course.
And I'll retweet you. Follow me at NELL_BTP and Mad Max at Snacks Amos, AMES. The chart really, your bio just took me out. Button pusher for 106.
What else do I do?
You provide information and commentary. But
I
no,
suppose.
This chart shows 2024 slot cornerback separation and on ball grade. The separation prevention grade for Noah Igbinoghene, there are only four names better than him at creating separation in the NFL. Marlon Humphrey, Jordan Lewis, Jamarcus Ingram, and Trent McDuffie, who's in a world of his own. And then what I love is the on-ball grade, there's only four guys above him as well. Cooper DeJean, Tahib Still, Jasir Taylor, and Marlon Humphrey. He's playing damn good ball. So when I look at that metric, Benjamin St. Juste, brother, you, my friend, are a reserve. Straight up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Like I'm going to retweet it out on my page, at NELL_BTP. Noah I stands out there. I know there are a crop of you that exist. There are a crop of you out there that exist. Noah I is balling. He is. This is to me another example of how good coaching matters, right? Noah I is a former first-round pick. They had him last year in Dallas. And they talked about when they brought him in this summer, how he's continuing to improve. And he caught my eye out at training camp. Him talking about Noah I and Tariq Castro Fields both jumped out to me at training camp because of how sticky they were in coverage. And for Noah I, man, they're confident. Think about how confident they had to be in him to move Emmanuel Forbes to the bench and go, yeah, you're the slot. Mikey's outside. They think that this kid is tough, and he's playing like it as well. So, Marshawn Lattimore being here, I was thinking about it last 2 days. That chart seals the deal for me. Seals the deal for me. Noah I is my slot corner, and it's Marshawn Lattimore and Mikey Samer still at outside. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Lou. Out of city. What's going on, Lou?
What's up, Big L? What it do?
What's going on, brother?
You know that's my topic, man.
I know.
I can't resist. I could not. I could not. I'm coming with a receipt, too. You know, I
already know.
You talking about St. Jude's. I get it. I'm one of those guys that I be beating up on this guy, but at the same time, he be half hustling out there. I could go back to that Chicago game, and like I told Max, the Chicago game against the Giants game, I'll go back and watch the bit, like the tape. Like the Chicago game when we give up the touchdown,
You're accusing BSJ of loafing.
Pretty much. Yeah, you could say that because I see Mikey and every other guy, they be hustling until that, you know, that, like even Bobby, you see Bobby, he be out there until the whistle blow. He out there hustling for the ball.
And I hear
don't
you.
See that from, I don't see it from St. Jude's. So, like you pointed out, I think you got it right. You got Mikey in there. You got Noah, and you got
Lattimore,
yeah. That's the way I look at it.
And now you got better depth, too, because now Benjamin St. Juice is your first guy off the bench instead of Forbes.
Exactly. So. He's going to have to, you know, earn that play time because, I mean, I'm not trying to be negative, but I just got to call it out. Like,
you're being real.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it honest. I mean, I'm not trying to hate on the dude, but he, like, one fumble and one forced fumble that he learned this year and then one interception in 5 years?
You're saying he's not making enough plays. I dig it, Lou. I dig it. Appreciate the call, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Kevin Sheehan coming up at about 8:20. When we get back, I wasn't sure if I wanted to get to this or not. But we are. When we get back, I'll tell you why there's one massive decision that Washington has to make heading into this next 8-day stretch that could shape the rest of the season. That's a tease for you. Come back for more next.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Thursday Night Football, get ready to kick off in about 20 minutes or so. Ravens and Bengals in an AFC North slobber knocker. Only after 7 o'clock do we get to make inaudible noises here on 106.7 The Fan. So I will embrace it. I gave you just a spectacular tease before the last break. And we'll talk about, I'll pay off the tease. Just got to bear with me here. I tweeted it out at NELL_BTP, and then Matt Max tweeted it out as well at Snacks Amos, Snacks A-M-E-S. This chart that throw the damn ball, J.R. Fort Gang on Twitter.
That's the right at, yeah.
Research and development for Pro Football Focus. They keep themselves focused because it's some damn good information they give you. It kind of justifies what I was speaking on earlier about Benjamin St. Juice being the odd man out here. He's got to go to the bench. I leave Mikey outside. I put Marshawn outside, and I leave Noah I in the slot. The chart kind of speaks for itself, man. Noah I not only is playing good football at the slot, his numbers relative to all the other corners in the NFL, he's playing like a top 10 corner right now. And I can't damn believe it. It feels insane. So, like, shout out to Joe Witt, Jason Simmons. They're doing the damn thing, man. He's playing really good ball. When you look at guys ahead of Noah Igbinoghene in terms of just raw separation created, J.C. Horn, Marlon Humphrey, Jalon Johnson, Trent McDuffie, Christian Benford, who's turned into an all-pro corner this year. He's in really good company right now. He's playing really good football. But here's the other thing. I look at Jayden Daniels and the way Jayden Daniels is depicted across some of these charts. If you don't know, now you know. We'll get into it a little bit more in the 8 o'clock hour and as we wrap up the show in the 9 o'clock. If you had to ask me right now what quarterback across the NFL I want to start a franchise with, it's Jayden. It's Jayden, bro. Now, Lamar's still young enough to where I may go with Action Jackson. But the list ain't long. He's damn sure the best quarterback in the NFC, and he's the sole reason, in my opinion, that Washington's 7-2 and being viewed as a contender. We'll go out to Montgomery County for a hot second. Fernando, out in Germantown.
Hey.
What's going on, brother?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. You're a Saints fan, and you want to give us the skinny on Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, definitely, because I moved to Washington, D.C. a few years back, and but I never changed. I was always a New Orleans Saints fan for many years, actually since the 1990s. And I watched Marshawn Lattimore came on to the Saints when he was drafted, and I saw his game, and I saw his spirit. And I'm really excited for Washington because, you know, I do have a liking to what Washington Commanders are doing right now, especially with the quarterback coming from LSU that I also watched him play when he was in LSU.
Yeah.
But Marshawn Lattimore, man, he has this thing inside him. You know, he's a team player, all right, but more than that, man, he loves to compete and beat people. And
yeah.
And the coaches with Saints, every time they play anyone, they're going to ask themselves, who's going to be the best receiver? And they put Marshall in there, and he will basically annihilate him and just put him to zero because when he was younger, man, he was so competitive, so hard. And
yeah. And
he's smart, too, man. He's really smart. He's not going to foul all those, fouls and different techniques all that people use, you know, to get caught with penalties. He will not do that. He knows how to move. And he knows all the tricks in the world, man. So
it seems like it, man. You don't make the Pro Bowls that he's made, and you don't have the All-Pro success, Fernando, without being elite. Appreciate the scout report, my brother. Appreciate the call. 1-800-636-1067. 8 o'clock hour already here. Kevin Sheehan coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. But when we come back, There is one key storyline heading into this Pittsburgh Steelers game that I feel like nobody's talking about. What is it? Yeah, stick around. I'll tell you next on The Fan. Welcome back. It is overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. Thursday Night Football coming up momentarily. Ravens and Bengals in an AFC North showdown. Bengals looking to keep things rolling offensively. Joe Burrow, say what you want about the Bengals' defense. Joe Burrow has played as good a quarterback as anybody in the NFL this year. 20 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. The only guy probably playing better than Joe Burrow is the guy he's going against in Lamar Jackson. And then our old friend, Jayden Daniels, also playing damn good football. I was asking the question to Max during one of the breaks. How many quarterbacks right now in the NFL, if you had to choose to start a franchise, how many quarterbacks are you taking over Jayden Daniels? And I still think it's probably just Lamar. It's probably just Lamar. Maybe Burrow, too. I don't know if I'm taking Burrow over Jayden, though. You give Jayden Ja'Marr Chase, the ghost of T. Higgins, Burton. He makes some plays, too.
You throw the rookie contract in there, too, like that.
That's the caveat. That's the sweetener.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Uh-oh. You know, I gotta derail the entire radio show.
Uh-oh.
When I see a certain somebody on the line. Everybody, put your right hand up and acknowledge AP and Laura. What's going on, AP?
Finally.
Yeah. What are you doing now?
What's going on, AP? Look, I hear baby boy in the background.
Man, drive me crazy, dude. I just picked up some curry chicken and rice for him. about to get him right for the evening.
Come on, man.
Man, hey, I just want to tap in with, you know, expectations for the game this weekend. I definitely hope we can keep Russell dangerous off the field.
I'm about to say,
he ain't
yeah.
so dangerous these days, but, you know, we ain't gonna sleep on him. And, I mean, I don't know if our boy Lattimore's going to be available or not, but
likely.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, despite all the theatrics with the signing and everything, we just got to be focused this weekend and, you know, it's status quo for us. But
I agree with you 100%.
Firing on all cylinders and, you know, just throw the first jab and keep them off balance. But that's all I got, man. Y'all enjoy y'all evening.
That's the weekend. AP, are you in attendance this Sunday?
Man, look, I was trying to. My boy said he had a ticket for me, but the person was acting a little shady.
So
I'm going to probably just be here at home, NFL ticket.
Man,
you know?
It's better to watch it on the TV anyway. I always say it, man. It's better to watch it on the TV.
I would love to be in the tennis with Lord Man, though, you know.
For sure.
First game, that'd be his first game for him. So.
Wow, so get one of them burgundy and gold towels. Yeah, for sure.
Hey,
AP, appreciate
you. I would love to
you.
Have him, for sure.
Appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Speaking of Sunday, that's why AP is just a great call to take. A beautiful, natural transition. He didn't mean to do it. He just did it. There is one storyline heading into Sunday against Pittsburgh that I don't feel like we're taking into consideration quite enough. And bear with me here with what I'm about to say, because I know based off of the reaction I got off of social media with this question, it's at NELL_BTP and it's at Snacks Amos, AMES. I put it out there on Twitter. Was it yesterday? I'm actually going to scroll down my Twitter timeline and find it. I put it out on Twitter a couple of days ago. And the reaction I got was strong. Strong, strong reaction. Ton of engagement on the tweet. You all ate it up. You loved it. But the question's real, and I wasn't trying to get anybody's attention or ruffle any feathers. I was just thinking big picture. I've said it all show long. The next 8 days, we are going to find out so much about who the Washington Commanders are. We understand that. As fans, And I think internally as an organization, they understand it as well. It's the first time this year that in back-to-back weeks, they will play a team with a winning record. Just facts for you. And let's just be real about it. We know the brand of football that the Pittsburgh Steelers play. It's black and blue, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, take your play action shot if it's available. But you're going to come out of that game, win, lose, or draw, tie, however the hell you want to sum it up. You're going to come out of Sunday feeling the effects of playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. You are. That's just who they are. That is Pittsburgh's brand of football. Joe Witt got the quote that I always love when he hits it. Our way of doing things, our lifestyle choices aren't for everybody. Pittsburgh abides by that same mantra. They're a bunch of badasses, freaks, dog mentality on that defense in particular. Now, the offense, they've had their ups and downs. I continue to think that you'd be a fool not to get Justin Fields involved in this thing, no matter how you think of him as your starter. But Pittsburgh offensively, the last two weekends, 37 points, 26 points. Is that group turning a corner? Since Russell Wilson's been inserted into the lineup for Pittsburgh, their offense has hit another level. They have. Nine completions in each of the two games? The running game is getting going. That's what really bothers me and scares me. Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren are starting to get cooking now here too. So they are a tough out coming up on Sunday. Make no mistake about it. You can't overlook them. You need all hands on deck for that game. But I look at it this way. If I am Dan Quinn in the Washington Commanders, and what I said is true, you're going to find out a lot over the next 8 days in terms of who this group is. You will know for sure. If there's any doubt or reservation right now, you're going to know for sure in 8 days how good Washington is. You will. The question is this. If you were the Washington Commanders, do you consider sitting Brian Robinson this weekend against Pittsburgh? People are probably like, huh? The hell is this guy talking about? I'm being real. Do you sit Brian Robinson Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers? Hear me out here. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. At @NELL_BTP. If you're Washington, I think you got to consider. Let's think about it. Dan Quinn told anyone who would listen on Sunday morning, Saturday night, when we get those weird 3 a.m. tweets from Rap Sheet and Garofalo and all the insiders, everybody to a man kept saying the same thing. Yeah, Commanders running back Brian Robinson expected to play Sunday, barring any setback in pregame. As we all know, Brian Robinson did not play Sunday. Now are at a situation where it's not just the knee anymore, which kept him out against Baltimore. It's the knee, and now it's a hamstring. Two injuries that I worry, if not properly treated, could linger. It could linger. If they don't keep saying it, you're going to find out who the hell you are. But in terms of importance level of the next two games over these 8 days, Philadelphia is a situation where all hands got to be on deck. Everybody got to be 1,000% going into Philadelphia. That is a all hands on deck situation. Question is, will there be all hands on deck? Head coach Dan Quinn, earlier this week, Wednesday, gave an update on running back Brian Robinson.
I'd be glad to. B-Rob will practice today, and I'll get a better assessment as we go through today and tomorrow's practice. But all signs are pointing in the right one. We're really going to push it this week. and make sure he can respond in the right way so he can, you know, enter with such confidence about, you know, how he has to play.
Stan Quinn doing what he does, giving us the skinny. He mentioned Brian Robinson was limited. That was on Wednesday. Brian Robinson was once again limited today with that hamstring injury. Leaving, I just wanted to wet your whistle here real quick. Because it's very clear and obvious to me what the decision should be when it comes to Brian Robinson this Sunday against Pittsburgh. It's very simple what the solution should be. We'll discuss it as the show rolls on here. Dan Quinn, though, giving us the skinny. B-Rob, limited Wednesday, limited today. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go to the BetQL guest hotline for the first time here tonight. Hit the phones hard with Kevin Sheehan, the Kevin Sheehan Show. Hear him weekdays 10 to 1 over on our sister station, the Team 980. He joins us next. We get his thoughts on the Marshawn Lattimore deal and what we just asked you all. Should Brian Robinson suit it up Sunday against Pittsburgh? We'll ask Kevin Sheehan next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.